2 weeks ago, the Harleys rode into Northwest Arkansas for Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. Razorback football fans flooded the streets in their red last weekend. And tomorrow, thousands of runners converge on Fayetteville. The 23rd annual Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival will host collegiate, high school, and community races at the University of Arkansas Cross Country Course. Many of the top collegiate and high school programs from around the country will participate, including the current number one men's college team from Oklahoma State. The spectator-friendly event has earned the right to put festival in its title. There's food, in-race results on large message boards, and a high-energy crowd that, at its peak, can be 10 deep along the course. The race's objective, aside from giving runners and non-runners a spirited morning, is to give money to local high school cross-country teams. This week, at a preview event, the schools in Rogers, Springdale, Bentonville, and Fayetteville each received $6,000 for their cross-country programs. Lance Harder, the coach of the number 11 Razorback women's team, says the Chili Pepper has become one of the best-known meets in the country.
Because this festival atmosphere is unique, and a lot of people have tried to duplicate it, but with no success. This is a very unique and special place, and we're real proud to have in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I mean, the people from Dystad who run all the high school rankings and so on, Mr. Dye and his wife are both here to watch Chili Pepper. They heard so much about it, they wanted to come here and see what it's all about.
Organizers say about 70 men's and women's college teams will be here tomorrow, about 120 junior high and high school teams, and more than 700 people are expected to race the community 10K. Jay Lewis, the race director, says all that participation and the support of more than 50 sponsors enables younger runners to have a chance to fall in love with the sport.
It's all about what we can bring to the bottom line and get to the high schools and help grow the sport and keep it healthy and make it a choice that a young man or woman select for the rest of their life, you know, a healthier life.
President of the Chili Peppers Board of Directors, David Swain, is a walking testimony to the possible benefits of running. A former University of Arkansas runner, he's been involved with the Chili Pepper Cross Country Festival since the beginning.
It's always very easy for me to be involved running. Running has been very, very good to me. It gave me an education, gave me a wife, a whole new life in another country. And so volunteering and spending my time and effort in pushing this event is just the very least I can do to put back to a sport that's been so good.
The festival has become widely known for a variety of reasons, including its unusual and good-natured flair. Each year, a new T-shirt becomes a collectible. This year's edition was created by a runner in last year's men's collegiate race, Aaron Purser from the University of Texas at Arlington. He'll return with UTA this year to compete and pick up the T-shirt with his design. The seeds of the festival were planted in 1988 when Joe Fennell learned, during a run, of course, that a local high school cross-country coach had a budget of just $100. A benefit community race was held soon after, and by 1992, the festival had been born. Though the big event is race day tomorrow, the annual preview event, held a few days earlier, has its own merits. It becomes a chance, smack in the middle of football season, to shed some light on another sport. Coaches from each of the six high schools have an opportunity to talk about their teams.
Team's running well.
Girls, obviously, we're led by Valerie Reyna. This is her senior year, and she's really mentally developed into a...
And as you guys probably know, our number one runner is Aiden Swain. Kind of looks like this guy here. And he's...
Really want to thank the sponsors for all they do and all this money, because we've used every penny of it every year to go places and do some great things. Buy shoes, travel on trips. So we really appreciate it. Our kids really appreciate it also. So thank all you sponsors very much.
Some area high school cross-country coaches at this week's Chili Pepper Preview that was held at Jose's on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Races begin tomorrow morning at 7:45 with the Open 10K. That's open for anybody. The college, high school, and junior high school races will continue through mid-afternoon. For more information, you can go online to chilipepperfestival.org.